Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Who? All right. We are back with Happy Birthday, Gary, a very special part two of Happy Birthday, Gary, Love vs. Money with special guest Brian Bates. And we join the guys in progress now. They're in progress.
What's the most shameful thing you have done for either? Brian, what's the most shameful thing you've done for love?
If it's true love, how could it be shameful?
I've got the answer.
It could be anything. Mark, what's the most shameful thing you did for love?
I was living in Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
And she asked me to go to Eckerd Drugs. Yeah. I bought wart medicine for her.
Ooh.
Tampons.
Wow.
Pads.
Yeah.
I also bought condoms.
Wow.
I bought candy for me and beer. So for love, I went to the register with all those items.
So you bought her tampons, and you thought, I better go ahead and grab some condoms,
pads,
too, in case
I'm sorry,
we got some...
tampons, pads.
You bought her some pads, and you thought, I better grab some condoms, too, just in case a little action tonight.
I went to a Dave Matthews concert. I mean, I'm sure I've done worse things, but that's what comes to my mind when I think of things that I did that compromised myself.
Oh, okay. When I was living in Bellevue, I was in love with this girl who was dating this guy who lived in Mount Juliet, and I drove past his house in Mount Juliet numerous times.
Oh.
And once I saw them getting out and I ran over him with my car.
Now
that's
that you
the
bring
first
that
time
up,
I've ever told this.
You want to know what?
I feel like that's kind of true.
Now that he what if it is true? We need to research this.
I feel like it is.
Oh, man. That's okay. We'll protect you because we're the secret society of evil.
Right.
If Catman comes for you,
we'll
prank the fuck out of him.
I've done a lot of stupid stuff like that.
Now that he brings that type of shit up, I'm thinking of like, yeah, I have called up dudes and told them I'd kill them and shit. Like, I've been in fights over girls and stupid shit. That's pretty shameful.
I never have.
Ever been in a fight over a girl?
No.
Oh, man, you fight at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, did you tell what yours was?
Now that you mentioned the driving by and stuff, is I've done psycho shit like that.
I
was going out with this girl. I was engaged to this girl in high school, believe it or not. I loved her. So much. It was like my first, you know, when you first fall in love.
Yeah.
When you don't know you can get hurt. And like you totally.
You open up.
And she was cheating on me with this guy. And I got the guy's phone number. And I called him up. I was like, I'm going to kill you. And I found him. And I punched him in his face a bunch of times. And I thought I did really good. Like I was a good fighter. But it turns out he was like really high. And that's why I beat him up. It's not because I was a better fighter than him. It was just because he was so fucked up.
Timing is everything in this evil society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is an interesting to me. I've never told this story to anybody.
Uh-oh.
This is a first.
But when
I was in high school, I really liked this girl. I mean, I was crazy about her.
Yeah.
The day I got my car, nobody knew what car I had. Like, it was like first time. Like, I could go anywhere and nobody would know it was me.
Yeah.
So the first time I'm alone in this car is like 1 in the morning. Like, my parents don't know I'm out driving my car.
No.
I drive by her house and I look up. And she looks out the window.
Oh, no.
And I could... And, like, I was good friends with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at that moment, I could have got out of the car and done, like, a in-your-eyes kind of... This was before that movie even came out.
Yeah. Sort of a say-anything.
Yeah, it's kind of a say-anything moment. And I pulled away.
Oh, man.
What if... That's, like,
dude,
to me,
that's
I actually think that was, like, a defining moment. Now,
we
would have never got married or anything, but...
And I'll say that about me, that I do feel like when I'm in those situations, I do try to go for it. Because I've won girls over by serenading them and writing them beautiful love letters and doing things that like grand gestures type of shit like that.
I guarantee if I would have yelled up that something like, I'm crazy about you and you need to go out with me.
Yeah.
We would have went out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to do shit like that. I'm not going to sit and wait for them to come to me or something.
See, that's my mistake. I always do wait and it never happens.
Don't wait. Don't wait. If you like somebody...
I don't have confidence enough to...
You know what? You have to be okay. And I'm saying this like it's I do it, but you have to be okay with being rejected.
It's kind of like comedy.
It's like comedy.
It's
you go up there. It's like if it doesn't work, whatever. Don't let it bother you.
I know.
But I do that too, where like it takes me months to work up the gumption to ask some girl out, and then I do, and she shoots me down, and then I'm like, I'm fucking never asking anyone out.
I mean, I don't have a lot. Most of my experience was in high school because, I mean, I met my wife when I was 18 in college.
I was a late bloomer. I was, like, in high school before I started really.
There's a lot of girls that, I mean, if I would have just had a little bit more confidence and been a little more aggressive, there's a lot of good-looking girls I could have went out with.
You always say that after the fact if you're married.
Well, yeah, but then
looking back on the friendships,
especially
now
with Facebook and all the shit, like I'll run into people who are like, oh, I liked you so much in high school. It's like, what the fuck?
No one ever says that to me. No one ever says that to me. People always say, if I knew then, would I know now? I still don't think I know enough.
No, I know, yeah.
I really...
That's what makes you think that maybe right now, I don't know what I could know. Because you always think you're smart.
You're always smarter later.
Yeah, obviously.
Like I'm 40, and you know what's 40 is weird because like turning 40, I can look back at 39 and go, man, I know so much more right now.
Yeah, yeah.
40, there's a switch at 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Something to look forward to.
You're getting there.
Where are we at with
these
questions?
A weird kind of confidence.
It's good to know because a lot of people tell me when you get 30, it would be that.
No, all right, you're wrong.
Let's get pushed this a little bit. What's the most shameful thing you ever did for money? No, we already know what shameful thing you did for love. What's the most shameful thing you ever did for money? It's like just a shit job. Just name me a shit job you had.
After I got married, you know, we had no money. I was 21 years old, still in college, and I was a manager at McDonald's when I was like 18, 19, and 20. I quit McDonald's. But I needed money, so I had to go back to McDonald's and take a non-manager job.
Going back to a job you quit?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And
not
position.
As a manager.
I've just done that.
Because I needed to work the certain hours. I'm like, well, we can't hire a manager at those hours. Oh, I'm like, well, that's what I need to work.
I went back to a job that I left and left like, fuck y'all left, you know?
Ooh.
And I had to go back there. I had no choice.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's pretty bad.
Did you go in like, just kidding. I was just kidding with that.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I've changed.
So horrible. I don't know if that's the worst thing
I've
ever
done. Was it Toys R Us?
No, it was Pizza Pizza. It's not
that I would say either a gig at we did in Kentucky.
Oh, God.
Terry Clyburn.
Terry
Clyburn.
Oh,
I haven't heard
that
name in a while.
What's he doing?
He's living in a van or something.
That's what he was doing back then.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I remember the show. That was a fucking nightmare.
What happened?
I don't know if that's the worst thing that ever happened. It was just... Well, you tell him.
It was just in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky.
It was nice, though, because we got to go on a road trip together and kind of get to know each other.
Yeah, I drove and picked Brad up, and it wasn't like right over the line like in Bowling Green. I mean, it was like central Kentucky.
For no fucking reason. It was just...
In middle of
why
nowhere.
Why was it there? Why not do it somewhere else?
He found some weird roadhouse bar and set it up.
There's a lot of those places in between here and there.
I know.
This wasn't even a proper structure. For them to, this is no joke, for them to cook a pizza, they had to unplug the air conditioner.
And so there was a lot of pizzas being cooked.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Who books that room?
Terry Clyburn. I'll tell you how to get there.
Terry Clyburn Management.
Crazy.
There's no air conditioning. It's super hot. And the toilet doesn't work. Like, you can't.
It's kind of like going to spring water.
You can't. Flush it.
Traditional. This is a tradition. We don't stop for bathroom. We stop for phone calls.
So you can't go to the bathroom. Like, I mean, you can, but you can't. It's just gross. It's incredibly disgusting.
You're peeing on someone else's pee.
Yes, it's just disgusting. And that's just if you have to pee.
What if you had to drop a?
So yeah, it was horrible. And I didn't really want to do it, but Terry talked me into it. He's like, man, they're gonna love you up here. And I was like, Terry, I do clean comedy. I don't know if the bar scene is really my thing. Right. No, man, they're gonna love you. Well, guess what, Terry? You were wrong. They didn't love me. And I wrote this joke. I did my research. I like to do research when I go to places. Maybe it's my news background.
You're either funny or don't worry about the place.
You don't do that? You don't believe in that?
No.
See, I think the crowd appreciates
it. Yeah. I did a lot of shows with Wynn Reichert, and he's like the expert at that.
He does that?
Oh, yeah.
I do that. And this was a little place in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky. And I posted on Facebook that we were going to, I think it was like Radcliffe, Kentucky or something. And then some guy replied, ask him about the Cornbread Mafia. And I was like,
God
what?
Damn it.
What?
Yeah.
And I Googled Cornbread Mafia, and all these guys back in the 80s that did marijuana, like, they're like, it was like the moonshine of the 80s. It's some of this marijuana. And
oh, man, why is this peaking so much?
He's just really loud.
Am I?
I don't know. This could be the worst sounding podcast ever. How's it sound in the headphones?
It sounds all right to me.
Sorry,
I mean, he does peak a little
Cornbread
bit.
Mafia in the 80s.
I'm well, I'll wrap this up then.
Yeah, just talk a little, bring the mic a little bit farther away from your loud
about
mouth.
Now?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think it's better.
All right.
Sorry, man.
I mentioned the Cornbread Mafia on stage, It didn't get a laugh, and it seemed like maybe they're ready to kick my ass.
Really?
It was a rough fucking room. Yeah, wait a minute. Is it like... Oh, there's something funny about the way that played out that was funny.
Cornbread because, Mafia.
Because Bates did something where he's like, you know what? I'm going to let you be the headliner or some shit. To, yeah. And he said that to the guy, and then I ended up, I had to do the show, and I had to do more time. Or I don't remember how it worked out.
You had to
out,
go back up like, even after you did your
it
set?
Was something, there no, was no, something no. fucked up about it.
I was supposed to be the headliner. He's right.
Right.
And we were on the way up there, and we were kind of talking about, well, how much time are you doing? He's like, well, he said do this time. He'll do that time. And then we got there, and I was like, Brad, they're going to like you a lot more than me.
Oh, no.
You should be the headliner.
It was a total, and but you did it in some way where I didn't find out about it until like the next day that like you went up to Terry, was like, you should have Brad be the headliner.
Oh, I thought we talked about it in the car.
We talked about it, but then when we got there, I was like, I don't want to fucking do this any more than you do. Yeah.
You know, I had that happen before.
No, it's funny, no.
And then I guess for a job, as far as love of money, if we still care. Like when I was in high school, I worked at a trucking company, washing and cleaning trucks. And got fired from that job.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I've had to clean feces and things like that. Disgusting shit.
So, getting fired, that was at the time the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life. I was so humiliated.
Really?
I had to leave work that morning. I mean, they came in that morning and they like called me in the office. They fired me there.
What was the reason? Get
fired? I mean...
Because I mean, these are like 18-wheeler, like big rig trucks,
right.
And I had to occasionally move them to once they're washed. And I was backing one up, and I bumped a school bus, and then I didn't tell anybody about it. And I swear, I got out and looked, and I didn't see any damage, but people saw it happen. I didn't tell anybody about it. And they were looking for a reason to fire me because I was probably a horrible employee.
I got so many stories like that from when I worked at the school bus station. I used to drive a school bus, and
I was so embarrassed. This is my story here.
Yeah, I was going to save mine for another show.
All right.
Yeah.
I was humiliated. I had to go home to my parents. I got fired.
How old were you?
I was in high school.
Oh wow! What did you already do yours?
Yeah, I did.
What was the worst thing you did?
Going back to McDonald's now as a manager.
Okay,
pretty humiliating.
All right,
and working the Kinko's night shift after I got fired from selling shoes.
Yeah,
that was pretty embarrassing. All these college kids coming in, and I'm like 28 years old.
Wow, you've had a lot of bad jobs.
And like that was like one of the points in my life where I decided to change. I was 28.
Yeah.
I turned actually my birthday. I was working the midnight shift at Kinko's.
And you're like, I gotta get my.
And
shit
I was
together.
Cleaning the I was cleaning the Kinko's toilet when I turned 28. Like at the time of my birthday.
Oh my god.
Like 3:28 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have a college degree. I've got to do something better in my life.
Look at you now.
Look at all the synthesizers.
I know you got it together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we really need to keep
going.
We're
at 120. This is the longest podcast
That's
we've
fine.
Ever had.
It'll be a good long one.
Yeah.
Do you have to get? You have to be somewhere.
No. I'm good.
We can go.
All right. We'll go. Let's see here. How long could you last without either of them? How long could you last, Mark, without love?
The rest of my life, I guess, if I had to.
How long could you last without money?
The rest of my life. I mean, I could be a homeless person if I had to.
I think I could be a homeless person.
I think I would be like the best homeless person they had.
I would probably, if I had no love, like no love from anyone, I would probably die by my own hands. I would probably end up killing myself.
Oh, I would do that. I'd ride it out and just.
You couldn't ride it out. You never have it. I'm saying if
I wouldn't kill myself.
I think I could, if I had no money and I was like just living off.
No, I would be the biggest pain in the ass to all the cops in town. And
yeah,
I'd be like getting myself thrown in and out of the clink. I'd like going to McDonald's with no money, order a sandwich, and then when they put it on the tray, I just run out of there and stuff my face, and then I'd like.
Yeah.
I would just be like a jerk.
Yeah, but it'd be so sad you wouldn't have any love.
I know, but I feel like I could easily play that.
But if
role.
You were that guy, then you'd have love. If you had money, wait, what did I say?
No love, no
Brian,
money.
What would you be?
Are you texting?
Swinford just texted me. Sorry.
How's he doing?
Swinford. Let me tell you a Swinford wrestling story. Well, not today because we don't have time.
We went Swinford wrestling. I can tell you some bus when I worked at the bus yard story.
We tell a Swinford wrestling story. I'll listen again.
Should we make this a volume one and two?
We could.
Let's do a volume one and two. Okay. Maybe by the time you're hearing this, you already know this, but this is going to be a volume one and two.
What does that mean? We go 2 hours?
I'll cut this in half.
This means we'll just cut whatever this is in half.
Okay.
All right. You want to hear the Swinford wrestling story? All right. Fucking Swinford. You already know this probably, how he was going to be my wrestler.
Yeah.
Because.
And you're the manager?
I was a manager.
Oh, I know all about this.
And he pussed out. He's a big pussy.
Yeah.
What a puss.
He went and he did a couple workouts with Reno. And,
Reno Collier?
Reno. What's
Williams?
His name?
I don't know. Is there a wrestler?
Yeah. Reno Riggins or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I know that name.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We had lunch with Reno Riggins.
Did you really?
Who Reno?
I'd be kind of excited to meet him.
You would be because he's got a lot of great stories. He's a wrestler. He's been in the Camel Clutch by the Iron Sheik. He's fought.
He was big like in Memphis.
He was,
when they were doing it Saturday
morning, right?
And stuff.
And he was
at
really
the tail end of that.
What's
era.
The word they use for that? I think we had this discussion.
A jobber.
Did we already have this whole discussion?
No.
Anyway, he's a jobber where he's like he
makes the superstar look.
He's
good.
Like ravishing Rick Rude versus this guy.
Yeah,
and he beats him, and then he puts him in the, you know,
well, if it was
Rude Awakening
Rude, yeah,
or whatever
Rude Awakening,
it is.
Yeah,
and
it's basically inverted, some kind of inverted DDT. I think
it wasn't a very good move, but anyway, he that was him. And anyway, we had a meeting with him, and my thing was like, I don't want to wrestle, but I want to be a wacky manager.
Yeah.
And Swinford will be my wrestler because Brian Swinford is a big wrestling guy who is interested in wrestling. And so he went along with me and we had lunch with the guy, you know, and we talked to the guy and he was like, all right, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. You come down here. I'll train you up and all this stuff. Brian, he like, and my whole thing the whole time was like, look, if you don't want to do this, like if you don't love to do this, then let's not do it. Because I don't want to have to reconvince you to do this every fucking morning, you know.
you don't want to be Mick?
Right, yeah. I don't want to have to fucking be like, come on, man. All right, man, all right. And like, come on, Brian, you'll never be a comedian. You're not funny. You're going to suck. Just do this thing where you're big ox.
Yeah.
And he gave up. He wouldn't do it. But here's a funny story.
Is that why me and Brian are getting together tomorrow to write jokes?
Are you?
Because he's not going to wrestle?
He's not going to wrestle. But my character...
I texted him, told him you were looking for a writing partner. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. My character was supposed to be kind of a nerdy guy. A bad guy, nerdy guy. Like, hello, silence losers. I'm here to destroy you. And while I was developing this character, which I do develop characters, my daughter had a friend over.
Aww.
And
I see where this
and
is.
I was like... he was like, Daddy, do the thing. I was like, silence losers, you will never... Swinford is the wrestler. And that was the thing. Was like, I was like, he's going to destroy you. He's going to beat your stupid face. And, you know, that was my thing. And the little girl didn't like it. I was like, okay, you know, sorry. And I usually take it personally when little kids don't think I'm funny.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Because it's like, I would kick a little
I'm
kid.
I'm so good at entertaining children because I'm more on their brain
right,
level. Like
yeah,
they don't
you make the funny voices and stuff.
Yeah. And so I'm like, well, whatever. That's sort of like, that's true. Anyway, her dad comes to pick her up. He's like, come on, Sally, time to get the car. hope you had fun playing with your friends.
Your daughter's devious.
Oh,
she
man.
She knew what she was doing.
She knew it.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
She had to know.
I respect that kid. I've never respected a 14. I don't know how old your kid is.
She's 14.
Teenager. I've never respected a teenager before.
Hmm. Okay, guys. Next question. Did I say which I would live? Yeah, we already did the who would live long. Which would you kill for? Brian, which would you kill for? Love or money?
Love.
Hmm. Would you kill for money?
Like if there was like $1 million out in the street and there's a homeless guy lying there and
not necessarily an evil guy.
Yeah. Like it, and it's just me and him. One of us can get the money. I could run over him. Nobody would probably care.
Could be a hooker and you could kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, yeah. I would kill for both, but here's why I would kill for money. If somebody tried to take my money,
okay,
I would kill them. You'd I wouldn't kill somebody else. To get their money.
You would
or
be a hitman.
Money in a street that doesn't already belong to me. Like, Brian's going to go kill some random person because he sees money and he thinks it should be his. And he's better than that person because he's a home. I think that's pretty satanic.
It is pretty unchristian.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't say I do. I'm just
you might be the most
scenario.
Unchristian person in this room.
Because you want to know
it's
what?
Possible.
That homeless guy?
Yeah.
It was Jesus.
I look down at that homeless
guy. You tricked me! This whole thing's been a setup!
It's okay. You can kill Jesus many times you want. He comes right back.
Oh, Lord. This will be fine.
Him. Look. See how offended he gets? Look, you're on partially... You're
I'm
on
so
March
mad. I'm so mad my shirt turned red.
Save this for
you
and Johnny Depp, right?
You would kill a homeless guy for $1 billion. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think I would.
Would you... This is a little off the thing. Would you rip a wing off a butterfly for a $100 bill?
Yes.
Would you do it?
That's pretty mean.
Would you do it?
Yeah, I think I would.
I don't think I would do it if everyone knew I did it.
I wouldn't care.
Because it would be worth $100 to have people think I'm that sweet that I wouldn't, but I'd fucking
would
do
you,
it.
Okay. Would you step on an ant for free that was in your house? Like, if you see an ant in your house?
Yeah, but I think it's...
What's the difference?
Because I think it's some psychological thing where it's like you're destroying something beautiful for some money.
In the Lord's eyes, animals are animals.
They're here on the earth for us. Well, I know. That's
right
on,
brother.
That's true.
And that counts for homeless people.
We have
dominion over them.
Exactly. Well, what about love? Would you kill for love?
Yeah, of course.
I think I'd kill for love.
Yeah. I may already have.
I told you my story.
He ran over somebody, so yeah. All right. Which are there more songs about?
I want money.
I think love.
Lots and lots. Love. every song is a love song.
By black guys.
Good point. R&B or rap?
If it's rap, it's money.
If it's rap.
There's like a million R&B songs.
R&B is usually about love. Just all of them. You got to mix it all together. All the black songs. All the black country songs. All the black
people songs.
Black people have more songs than anybody, to be honest with you.
They're pretty good at it.
Black people have more songs than anybody.
Yeah.
Take a broad statement.
Take all the people that are not black together.
Right.
Put them in a
You got gospel music. You got
blues.
Spirituals.
You got R&B, rap.
You got...
Are you saying percentage-wise or just literal?
Black people own
color.
The music the creative music juices on this planet the same way they own the NBA.
Yeah.
Really?
They're so much better than us.
They're not running it, but they're crucial.
Genetically, they were engineered to be better musicians.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just a fact.
I don't think I agree with that.
I think there's more songs
Name
about
love. A great white musician at any instrument or vocal, and I'll
tell
find
you
the black person that's
black
way better than
him. Yeah. Eddie Van Halen guitar.
Jimi Hendrix.
There you go. See how easy that is?
Name another one.
U2 Bono.
The black guy that lives next door to me.
You're not a U2 fan?
I hear him singing Washington. No, I'm a U2 fan.
But yeah,
black
but
people
he's not
can
a black
sing,
guy.
Bull.
Yeah, well, he's got a point.
Not all of them.
Yes, all of them. All
right.
Look, I know that their tribe is different than your yoke or whatever it is.
Yeah,
that you
no,
hate, but
you don't. I know you're racist, but we're not racist on this show.
No, you should. You and Henry Chow should go quit being racist to everybody. What did I say?
Henry Chow?
Yeah.
Do you think black people are better athletes?
Absolutely.
Are they better at golf?
One
That's
of them
not
is.
A sport.
One of them is?
I wonder if black people generally...
If you took every black athlete...
And made them learn to play
NBA
golf.
And made them play golf from the age of 5.
They'd have to be.
They would be the best.
They'd have to be because who's the second tier of golf? Old white dudes.
Right. It's people
fucking strong.
You have to have money to play it. It's like soccer. Yeah. If Chris Johnson grew up playing soccer from the age of 3, he would be by far the best soccer player in the world.
I don't know who that is, but you're probably
the
right.
Titans running back, Chris Johnson. Think about him athletically. Is. You know who he is.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I saw you. I saw a picture of you at a Titans game on Facebook.
Yeah, quit lying.
You did?
Maybe.
Next question.
It sounds possible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You'd probably go to games.
I do a Chris Johnson joke.
Oh, let's hear
it's
it.
It's one of my newer stuff. No, that's all right.
Just do your Please, fucking joke.
This is volume 3.
It better not be about Tourette's.
It's volume 3.
If it's about Tourette's, I'll be upset.
Go ahead.
Are you going to do a joke? Or
no,
are you
no, no I don't right. want to.
Please don't.
Made anybody which laugh makes yet. You more jealous? Someone's money or someone's love?
I don't care about somebody else's money or love.
Yeah, you're a pretty good person. What about you? What about a real person, Brian? What do you think?
why would I care if you got jealous about
you? Well, the thing is, you've got love and money, but you know when I see like, oh, who's that? Who's that? I don't know if you've seen.
Right,
have you been to
this.
Spanky's? That new guy and his girlfriend.
No.
She's so fucking beautiful.
Oh, I think I do know who you're talking about. Yes,
you know what I'm talking about.
And that makes
and
me angry at
them,
that guy
because they like snuggle and kiss and,
yes.
and like they did a little. Act together last time. They had a little sketch.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, Lincoln,
but they love each other
Lincoln,
so much.
Are you,
I don't
are
know.
Are you talking about Beth and Robert Weedman?
No. But who's that girl with Brad Hindeliner? Is that his,
oh, that's his
is
cousin.
That his girlfriend?
No, I think it's a girl he likes.
He's retarded for bringing her around if they're not in an exclusive relationship.
Right, yeah. I feel bad.
Because when Mark was killing last night, destroying the show, and he did a song, he kind of called her out. I was like, hey, you're really hot. I love my wife, but you are, you know.
I don't think I said that. I didn't think I let her know I was married.
No, I was trying to. No, I just thought about maybe I shouldn't be calling
I'm just
you.
Kidding.
Hitting on the. But anyway,
I can answer this one. I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about money. Like I live in a pretty crappy little house in Donaldson, and I drive a pretty crappy car. It doesn't. It never bothers me. A lot of my friends have a lot of money and big houses, and they kind of care about that stuff.
Right.
They compare it. It never bothers me. But when it comes to girls,
yeah.
Yeah, then I'm like, yeah. I'm jealous. Like,
I think I get jealous really? Of girls more than of money.
And that's not really love, but...
I'll see someone who's like doing well off, and I'm like, man, I wish I had money. But I don't really hate them for having it.
No.
Well, but I'll see someone and they'll have a relationship. I was like, fuck you.
That should be me.
Fucking kill you. Yeah, it should be me.
Like, what? One of my best, all-time best friends in the world is really rich.
Yeah.
I mean, he is loaded.
I'm not that rich.
I'm happy for the guy. I love it that he has all that money.
Yeah.
I reap the benefits of it. I'm going to his beach house in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's
well,
right.
That shows you have a happy life.
Oh, is that
Brad and I do not.
He doesn't have the
I don't want his money. But I'm
Mark
happy
is
for
so
him.
Content. That's what I'm jealous of.
Because you shouldn't covet your neighbor's wife.
No, that's a good point. Or her
my neighbor's
ass.
Wife, have you seen that dog?
I
don't know. Why is it so hard to just be happy with who you are? I mean,
I don't know why it's hard, but it is.
It really is.
Even before I had all
if
these
things. If we weren't, we wouldn't be funny.
I mean, I was broke.
How
and just
are you
married.
Funny, Mark? You've got it all.
How's that possible?
As a kid, I grew up in an all-black neighborhood as a kid.
Okay.
I was like the white Chris Rock.
I
had to be funny
to
not get my ass kicked.
Makes sense now.
And then win friends over. I lived in a real bad neighborhood.
I can see why Brian's
for
funny.
White kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see why I'm funny?
I can see why Brian's funny because he's kind of hard to look at. He's got to do something to make up for it.
Yeah, you just go up there and just let people get a good look at you, and man, roars of laughter.
Yep.
Oh, man.
You're not a bad-looking guy. I mean, why is it so rough? Are you trying to date up,
women? Decided he's a bad-looking guy.
I have decided
that. And I think when you walk around with that attitude...
No, I think there's some truth to that, but I still, I have other people say it,
that you're bad-looking?
Well, Ben Bergman...
Ben Bergman.
Was talking to he didn't he said he was talking to his mom and
you're,
he's like
you're
he
picking just, a little bit just I know you're getting worked up but don't shout
I'm sorry
yeah the editing I have to do in this thing
I'm
yeah.
sorry
I'm
no,
just
no,
gonna
it's
let
okay.
it ride
Go ahead.
We'll see what happens
just, no they'll be okay
you're right I am peeking I Ben Bergman was talking to his mom mm-hmm. and he said he told her he described the three Bryans and he was like there's the fat one
so
that's
there's,
not you that's good
that's Callie.
Yeah.
There's the redneck one. That's Callie. And he said, I was the creepy
Winford.
One.
Yeah, the creepy one.
And I was like, that kind of hurt my
one.
Feelings.
How well, are you the
way, I mean, if you're talking from a comedy standpoint and your material, I mean, that's part of your shtick, isn't it?
I guess, maybe. But maybe it's more than I realize.
I mean, because your whole, a lot of your act is how you can't get girls.
It's hard also because.
And the things you do.
Because we know you and we like you, so we don't see you the way someone who's never seen you
sees
you.
Ben knows me.
Well, Ben's kind of a dick, isn't he?
Yeah, kind of a jerk.
It's a dick thing.
That
can
hurt my feelings.
Well, it shouldn't hurt your feelings.
Did I ever hurt your feelings?
Yes, earlier about when I was 58 minutes ago.
Rewind. Yeah,
how many measures?
I'm not going to ask. I know I've hurt
his feelings.
How many
measures?
I'm really mean to.
Brad's hurt my feelings a lot.
Yeah,
I know you guys had a problem one time.
He had it coming.
I was courtside for that one.
He had it coming.
We can talk about it. I mean,
we're not doing 10 episodes.
Yeah, we're gonna do this. It'll be all right.
Let's wrap it up.
We're okay now. That's what's
important. You guys worked it out.
Yeah,
I guess.
I think Brad overreacted a little bit, but
that's because you don't have children.
I think he was out of bounds, but I think you did overreact a little.
I was upset.
Well, you can get upset without letting everybody see exactly what you're feeling on the inside.
Well. I suppose that's possible.
I just want to see how awkward it could get.
No. Well, I was sitting there talking to my friends about how Jesus isn't real and how Brian Bates is a virgin. And I'm pushing the uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
No, the whole thing started with Brian and I as I made fun of the three Brians. Because
so you had it coming, kind of.
Because they weren't very good. I mean, you're funny. But the whole situation was just...
Well, when the three Bryans started out,
I lost you there.
Hmm?
What are you talking about? You think what I did on stage was to retaliate?
I thought it was.
No,
I don't think it was.
I just thought this would be funny.
Yeah.
I thought you...
I think it was a legitimate joke he thought would be funny.
I really did. I just thought, they'll think this is funny.
Oh.
And obviously not.
See, that's kind of an amateur thing to do. I also felt no because it's sort of like
I mean
there's the rule of
because there's a lot of professional comedy
playing to the back of the room
Spankies.
Not even playing in the back room it's sort of like
there's certain things that are out of bounds
but a lot of new comics like Joel T. Wilson's really bad about this where he would specifically make fun of things people were like dude don't make fun of Corey getting a divorce just don't it's gonna really hurt his feelings just please just don't bring it up and he would go out of his way to bring it up
but that wasn't what I was doing
well it seemed like that's what you're doing
I had
thought
no idea.
I thought you were like
What, did you and your daughter just have a divorce with him?
No, but you make fun of somebody's kid, you know, and then they get offended at it, and then I'm a dick because I got to, you know, I was like...
Yeah, yeah, I mean...
And I know it's like, hey, everything's fair in comedy. It's like, yeah, but also don't make fun of people's kids was like the thing.
Wow, you're blowing up.
This is Jesse Case.
Am I really, man? Oh, Jesse Case.
Did you get put him on speaker?
How is he not calling me? Let me check my phone.
Seeing Inception with Dad, no go on Zanies.
I want to see Inception.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it
but,
good?
I mean, I'm not really... You brought this up. I
yeah. What a horrible, awkward episode this
is. I was not trying to... No, I was not trying to get you back, or I just thought
oh, okay.
It was
I
funny.
Thought that's
but,
what it was.
But, I mean, you push the boundaries more than anyone probably there.
Yeah, probably.
You so, do. Yeah, you push the boundaries.
I push the boundaries, but I don't know. I usually don't make fun of, like... Like, if someone's mom has AIDS, I'm like, hey, your mom's got AIDS or something. You know what I mean? I don't.
You probably do something funnier than that.
I know, but the thing is like, at first, when I first started, I think I would have.
Right.
Just because nobody's going to tell me what I can't do.
Right.
But then, like, I don't know, a little while, you're like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't just go
straight
for somebody's.
There's certain things that are out of bounds.
Yeah.
Like,
and, you know.
I think you can make fun of somebody's son, but not their daughter.
Yeah.
Like, if you.
Well, and your joke was about you. Like having sex with my daughter or something, you know, that was like
more dating.
It was make out.
Yeah.
Whatever. Still, it's sort of like,
well, it's not as bad.
It's not too bad.
And then I was like, you're a dick. And that's sort of how I felt. And that's, it was sort of a dick thing to do. Isn't it?
I'm glad I brought it up. We worked it out though.
I didn't kill him for it.
But I mean, there's a lot of things that, I mean, you just don't talk about any, like I used to do this joke about, this dude with one leg. It was real kind of, it wasn't a hack joke. I didn't steal it from anybody, but it was not very original.
What was it?
I don't even remember. It was pretty punny. It had IHOP stuff in there and Skip kind of material.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the joke. I was just about to go into it one time. I was down at the show Chad Ryden put on in an hour in the woods south of here. And this woman's on crutches. And I was like, oh, this is a good opportunity to do this joke. And I looked down. She's missing a foot.
Oh.
So that's like the first time. I've been doing comedy for like 3 years. I realized, you know what? Certain stuff.
Yeah.
Even if that woman wasn't here, all her friends know she didn't have a foot.
Right.
So they're probably not going to find this stuff
funny. Well, and the thing was, like, I remember Chad Ryden's roast. Were you at Chad Ryden's roast?
Yes.
And Craig Smith was doing all those jokes about Jesse Perry's wife. Do you remember that?
Not really.
And he's just like...
Jesse, was he there? Oh, he...
Yeah, well, the thing was, Craig didn't know Jesse was there. Jesse was there.
He slid in later,
and
so.
He kind of came in, and Craig was on stage, and he was sort of like, oh, Jesse's in all this shit, and it was, like, so fucking uncomfortable.
I don't really remember that part. I must have stepped out or something.
Oh, it was horrible.
I don't remember.
It was one of those things, and Craig is a very...
He's
very
there's
much...
There's no boundaries.
There's no boundaries in his... He'll... Whatever it is, yeah. You can't show any fear or anything around, or he will just... That's all
he'll
make fun
after,
of,
yeah.
Right. And, like, I don't know. God, it was so fucking uncomfortable. Anyway, yeah. So, there's, like, fundamentally or whatever, ideally, you can joke about anything. But
if Jesse's wife was a comic and
know,
there, that's different.
Yeah.
If you're a comic,
and,
you can go after the
comic. And it also depends on the person
no
and how they feel about it. Like, you can make fun of, like, I haven't done it, I don't think, but a lot of people make fun of Ryan Williams. And all the miscarriages.
Yeah, that's not funny.
It's not really funny, you know?
That's not cool.
The difference is, to me, as I hear this, those things, there's some semblance of truth to it. Everybody there that night, there's nobody really thought, huh, I wonder if Brian really did make out with Brad's daughter.
Yeah.
It's obviously
a joke. I
kind of
thought you did.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're... Okay, well, then I apologize.
No, but, like, yeah, but here's the thing. Like, it's not cool. Like, the Ryan Williams thing, it's
right.
not cool to do that. But he had so many jokes about him punching his wife in the stomach.
Right.
And
and that's the
and
thing.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're in that same vein, it's kind of hard to get pissy about it.
Right.
I mean, you don't have jokes about making out with anybody's daughter.
No, and I don't really talk about Hannah in my act very much at all, at least not in a... typical way where people be like,
you mentioned you have
my
a daughter,
kids are stupid, or,
but
you
have
know.
No idea what age she is. Or
right.
It's like,
I mean, I acknowledge I have a daughter, and part of that, you know what part of that is because I want people, like, this is stupid and it's probably detrimental to me, but like, I want girls to know I have a kid as soon as possible because a lot of them just turn off. They don't
want
to have anything to do with you. If
yeah,
you have a kid, they don't
want
to,
yeah.
They don't want to get involved in your life or your shit or anything. And like, I was out playing trivia the other night and I was This girl was chatting me up.
Yeah. Well, you're a good looking guy.
Lost some weight.
Look at the beard.
Look at the beard, man. Look at the braces. I got the whole package. Yeah. And she's chatting me up. And then at some point.
Dickie Scrubs.
Yeah. At some
point. Where were you at?
I was at Three Crow Bar. Three Bro Bar.
Chatting you up. See, that never happens to me.
And anyway, yeah. But as soon as she found out I had a kid, cold as ice.
Get her Bates' number.
Yeah. Well, you can come play trivia with us next time. Anyway. Back to the thing, I felt like maybe I did overreact because I got up there and I said, you had googly eyes, and I said, you look like Ben from fucking Lost, or I got really mean about it. And it wasn't even like jokes, it was just me being mean. Yeah. And I was being a dick. You make mistakes in your life and you learn from it, you know. I don't know. I think that a few weeks after that, Ryan made some straight to the kid joke or something. And I just was like, no.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just not. Because in Ryan's head, Ryan's one of those like that where he doesn't.
There's no out of bounds.
If you make him feel like you're doing something out of bounds, he'll go out of his way to do it just because
he likes
to do
that. He'll take it further.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I love my daughter. That's all it is. I mean, you know.
All right. How much money would it take for us to. If I said right now, Brad, here's a bag.
No amount of money. For my daughter?
No, he hasn't said yet. Go ahead.
Okay.
Here's a bag of money you could give to your daughter, but you don't want to do it. So.
Damn it, you got me.
How much would you want?
All of it. All right, ready? Next question.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
What? Love or money? That's the.
What are we doing again? Love or money? So fucking nice. I don't even know if I save this file. It's probably so big now. I don't even know what I can do with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could I even upload it?
What gets famous people out of trouble more? Love or money?
Love.
Like, let's say a sports guy gets arrested, but he always gets off. Is it because people love him, or is it because he's rich?
It's like, that's just Michael Jordan.
Right.
We love him.
Or like, yeah, or like but Mel Gibson.
It's like Michael Vick, you know, forget it. You're guilty.
Yeah, or you don't love him.
That's an excellent question. I think it's money, though, right?
It's love. I mean, they all have a lot of money.
I don't know. Like, OJ, I think people just was like, no, I love OJ.
Yeah, people were.
If it was just some rich guy.
And then they turned into a race thing.
Yeah, that's a whole. Well, maybe that's not a good example. But, like, think of who all's
got
in trouble.
OJ got in trouble because he could afford the Dream Team.
Well, I mean, there's a combination of money and fame. But I think.
But, like,
that,
Lindsay
like,
Lohan, no one's feeling bad for her because nobody has any love
for
her.
But, yeah, there's people. I think, no, she got on probation. She got it pretty easy.
Right, but.
This
like,
is, like, her eighth chance. And it's.
Popularity-wise across the country,
yeah,
everybody's like, oh, God, well, just lock her up forever.
Right, but I mean, like, Paris Hilton got arrested.
None of those people are
endearing. And then she had to go to jail for like a half hour, and then she got out or something.
But none
like
of those
that.
People are endearing if, you know, like when Robert Downey Jr. had to go to jail, people are like, oh, poor guy, he's got a problem.
Yeah.
Even though he, like, broke into someone's house and, like, passed out on their...
But we'll all agree that celebrities get out of trouble easier than the average Joe.
Yeah.
And do you think that's because... of how much money they have or because I don't really, you don't really hear about like, well, no, because the CEOs of all those bank things, they got out of trouble and nobody loved them. That was all had to be.
That's
yeah, you're talking about public's endearment towards someone. And I think you're talking about the actual law, right? Like
I'm talking about, well, I think there's a blurred
line
there.
Well, money can
I
get you that, out of more things than love can.
I think yeah, that it's like,
thank you for coming
on
like
my perception.
Side.
Yeah. I think that if just an average billionaire killed somebody.
Oh yeah. Just your average billionaire.
Some billionaire you never heard of.
Yeah.
Killed somebody, he'd probably go to jail more likely than like whatever
if LeBron James
if Ray Romano
somebody.
Or yeah or you know what I mean like
remember when Ray Romano killed a guy?
Oh my God, that was horrible.
Do you think there's ever there seems like there's some cases where it almost backfires like they want to send
they
want to
see him fail
yeah.
Well kind of like
yeah.
Steve McNair here that one cop that pulled him over for a DUI
yeah
made an example
you know
yeah
a lot of times. You know, Steve McNair probably got away with that more times than he got in trouble for.
That's true.
That's a good point. I don't know who that is, but
may
yeah.
he rest in peace.
Which would it take to make Sean Parrott care about Happy Birthday, Gary? Love or money?
Well, here's the problem. It would be money because if Sean Parrott fell in love, we'd never see him again. He's the kind of guy.
No, he would because he'd want to get away from her.
No, because he's yeah, but he because he's never fallen in love like that. He's.
I think he loved Kendra. They were together for a long time.
I can't comment on that. But he, the one thing I know about Sean, he's caught up in falling. He wants to fall in love with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does. He's his own worst enemy.
And I think he would just, if he really fell in love, like in a way he never thought was possible,
I would
we'd
say
never
this,
see him
and
again.
This with no irony, I would say Sean Parrott has as much confidence in himself as Brian Bates.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say
yeah.
so.
I think he's
he
pretty down on himself.
Zero confidence in himself.
Yeah.
And I think he... I don't know. It's like one of these. He'll go on dates, and he'll come back, and it'll be a failure. And I'm like, how? Why? And he's like, I don't know. And I wish I could see, because something has to be happening here.
Right. See, like, I haven't always been like that all my life. There was a specific moment in my life when this happened, when I just lost all confidence.
Really? I never dated the way Sean's dating anyway. Yeah. Where he like meets girls on the computer and always, like, goes, meets them and has a date. I don't see how that could work at all.
Like, I have to already be like.
That's why I date all these comics, because that's who I'm hanging out with.
You're probably making out with them, and then you go, hey, well, we should
go out. Right. I make out, then phase two is going on a date.
Right. That's how I was in high school and you know, my early years.
What do you like? I mean,
so you try to probably date girls them first.
I guess, but for me, like, that night that you said I had googly eyes and said, look, that was kind of when I lost all confidence. So up until then, I had a pretty happy life.
Getting pussy every day.
Pretty much. No, I mean, I kind of do the nice guy thing. Like what you said about taking chances. I know that's a good idea and risk, but I'm like, oh, God, they're going to think I'm a creep. You know,
nice guy. What a joke. That doesn't.
You were a really nice guy. You've already said you don't want to hurt people's feelings. Right. But how do you translate that to women, though? Because I'm always like, oh, they won't like me.
Yeah,
I don't want to bother them.
I guess, I don't know how to say this. It's okay to be nice. Don't act nice.
There's a lot of truth to that.
I don't know what that means.
Like, here's the thing. Like, woman is trying to pick up a box and she's struggling. You help her with it.
Yeah.
Woman comes to your office and says, can you help me move this? I really can't do that right now.
Right.
Don't let him, like, you can't be the dog on the leash. You got to be the dog pulling the
people equate nice with, like, subservient somehow and servile or something.
If a woman thinks she can tell you what to do and you'll do it, she will never be interested in you in the way you want her to
She'll never
want to
have sex with
her. Really?
If she thinks she's got to beg you to do something,
you kind of have to make fun of them a little bit.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because when I was visiting Damien, Ben, Alex in Chicago, Damien actually wasn't there, but Ben has this book called The Game.
Yes.
Have you read that? I've heard of it.
But I know what you're talking about.
And I read it when I was there that weekend. That's one of the things the guy says. You kind of got to make fun of them.
To keep in mind is, and this is true for me, that people have different abilities, right?
Right.
Like Mark can bench press almost 300 pounds.
245.
And I cannot.
Yeah.
So I don't 90. Need to put myself in a kind of world where that's where I need to do. I can't go to...
You don't
want to
go to the gym and pick up some chick who's
willing
to
work.
Ben
is a handsome guy.
Right.
We'll all agree. So the things that work for Ben...
Good dresser, too.
He's a good dresser.
Sharp. Yes.
And he's kind of got that dick attitude. I like Ben, but he's kind of got that cocky attitude.
And it works for him.
And it works for him. I couldn't put on Ben's clothes and act like Ben and have it work.
You'd look like Andy Fleming. You'd look like Andy Fleming
because
in Ben's
I would look like a dick. Yeah. Right. I would like, and not in a good way. So I have to play to my strengths, which is joking around.
Right.
And not being sweet and like in an overly whatever, but I'm a nice guy and I'm a pretty good person. I'm lovey. I love, and I'm romantic and all that stuff. And
you're
those
great
are,
conversationalist. Look
sure
at this.
I am. Look at this 2 hour,
4 hour podcast.
And, but yeah, if I, like my routine about the fish or whatever. It's true. It's like people have different things that work for them. Like, you know, if you don't look like Ben, let's just face that. All right.
None of us do.
None of us look like Ben. So you can't go with Ben's game plan. Right.
You'd be,
does that make
you'd
any
be like
sense?
Jason Alexander in Shallow Hal.
Help me make some sports analogy of like a tall guy playing different than a short guy in basketball
or
something like that. If
you're Manute Bull, you're not going to be the point guard. Just post up and get some rebounds.
Does that mean something?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Ben's
know
book about
role.
How to be a
Jabroni.
Player. Yeah. I don't know.
But
you know, and also, don't take any advice from me.
It's working for you. You've hooked up with a lot of hot chicks.
No, well, that's true.
I admire you for
I should
for
just
that.
Give you my turndown list.
Well, yeah, you know, just hang out. You can get my runoff. It'll be fine.
I guess I'm a woman.
For
just
me
throws
to pick up chicks,
me.
I would probably need Brad to get on stage and retract all those things he said about me.
Do you think because I put that out there?
Yeah. In my life.
You'd probably have to go to Spanky's and get the same crowd back.
Oh my God! Well, the crowd also thinks that you make out with 12-year-old girls. So I don't know how much.
All the other stuff.
I'm not
going to
take full responsibility.
Yeah. Good point.
Hey, that child molester is weird looking.
I thought he was really child molester was really hot till Brad said those things.
Yeah.
All right, love or money.
He can get a 12-year-old excited.
Love or money. Which have you put more of into music? Mark Annunsen. Have you put more love into music, or have you put more
probably
money into
love,
music?
I mean, all these synthesizers.
Look at these synthesizers.
I got good deals on these things.
It's about $500,000. I don't know. This is a lot of money.
What are you even talking?
But like,
I've lost some of these questions.
I sit here and play music a lot more than I go out and buy stuff.
I'm into vinyl now.
Oh God!
But the thing about vinyl is like, you can get like a vinyl record for like $4 or $80 or what, you know, it depends on what it is. And I have a budget and I have a limit, but I'm really into music now that way. And if you think of all the instruments I've bought over the years, all the fucking amps and all the shit like that, it's like, I put a lot of money into music, but I put a lot of love into it too.
Wife's home.
Wife's home. Do we need to wrap it up? No, because she loves you.
Yeah. Well,
are you a musician at all, Brian?
No, I'm not a musician at all.
Are you a music fan?
I am a music fan.
Do you want synthesizer lessons?
I mean, everyone's a music fan, but
Chad Ryden's not.
Chad Ryden hates music.
Chad Ryden said one of the weirdest things to me ever, because I thought everybody, even if you don't know music, like music.
He likes rap, though. He really is into rap.
Well, we were riding his car when he
was.
Like,
but he
said,
will listen
I hate
to no music.
Music.
Yeah, he will not
listen
to music.
That's such a weird thing for a human being.
If you're on a road, if you're like going on a road gig with him or something... Yeah. I mean, and you talk anyway, because it's rude to just put on music.
And he'd rather listen to stand-up than music.
But I'm okay with that, but he just generally doesn't like music.
No, he does. Because one time I was in his Cadillac, and he had this giant box.
Yeah.
And it was just all these old rap tapes that he holds on to and
listens to.
Salt
and Pepper?
What a weirdo.
He will listen to a lot of rap, and he knows a lot of the lyrics.
Okay.
But, like, he's not the type of person.
I know a guy, though, who, like, I know my old man was never really into music. And I know this guy who he likes Elvis, but like in some weird kind of, he likes Elvis memorabilia. He doesn't really like listen to Elvis.
If you said, Brian, I'll give you just $1,000 or $1,000 worth of your favorite music.
Yeah.
I would choose the $1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe I'd go buy it.
Hey. Scrub buddy. You want to have your wife on the podcast say hello? This is about love.
Or money.
She doesn't want to do it.
She's out.
But she loves you.
Yeah.
But a great song can move me in ways that money can't.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Something in the way she moves. That one?
Mm.
Maybe. Or like a good church hymnal.
There you go.
I forgot about that.
You forgot about church hymnals?
I forgot about your Christian rock.
Do you like Resurrection Band?
No, I don't even know what that is. But
they're really good.
I'm Church of Christ, so we don't have music.
You don't do music, do you?
Do you not have... Christian rock and
you sing
circles.
But you don't have any instruments, right?
A cappella.
Are you kidding? What are you talking about?
At Church of Christ, we don't have musical instruments.
You
we just sing a cappella.
They sing the hymns.
Do you clap?
No.
No.
Do you dance?
No.
It's like my church and his church are the exact opposite.
I told Johnny I want to go to his church because Johnny runs that motherfucker. He's down there. He's like a
Johnny's is more like his, I think.
My church is you got like as many musicians on the
stage.
They're good. I mean, it's like.
Well,
because like two kind of drum sets and three synthesizers.
He's showed me clips of church, I don't know, not a show, whatever it is. Of his
church service.
The service. And it's kind of entertaining looking. I mean, you know, it's a little like he'll do an act and he'll play music and do other stuff.
Yeah, there's like in Nashville when you go to like a very musical church.
Yeah.
You have like the best musicians in town.
Oh, I bet.
Playing there.
Yeah.
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 All right.
You should come to my church instead of Brian's.
I'll go to all
Brian's
your churches.
Brian's
I'll, do it, I'll do it. I'll do
Why
it.
Do you go to that? I mean, that seems kind of boring. Do you not believe him? If you listen to regular music, I mean, what's wrong with...
Music in church?
That, is that some factor in your particular religion? Where you,
well, that's how I grew up.
No, but I mean, would it be like sacrilegious to play guitar in church or something like that? Would it really?
Yeah.
Because I know there are some places that you cannot dance.
They believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I mean, we can get into it. We can get into it, but I mean, we're at
we should actually
here.
We should do another hour on like not tonight, but I mean, it's good, good discussion because though like you don't necessarily believe what we believe,
right?
We are
you
really
still,
different.
You're different
as well. I think you and I are probably more.
My church is probably a lot more liberal.
That guy's a freak.
He was pointing to me.
I mean, I think God would prefer for you just not do anything than some of the stuff
then,
he's doing.
Do it probably. Wrong. Yeah. At least he'll do it wrong.
His church probably really believes that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's all the same to me. You both look the same to me.
Yeah, we should talk about this.
Well, we'll talk about it another time. Now we're talking about love and money.
All right.
And it's a really in-depth, special two-part. Happy birthday, Gary.
What do you want? Oh, yeah. We're almost done.
All right, guys. Love or money. Which is harder to lose? Is it harder?
I still remember one time I was at a Phillies game.
You bet some money?
I went to buy a hot dog. I had $7 in my pocket. Yeah. I went to buy the hot dog, and I no longer had the money.
Oh, man.
And
what's the most money you lost?
$7.
That's the most money you've lost? Oh.
Like misplaced?
Yeah.
I recently thought I misplaced like a $50 check, ooh, and I wasn't upset about it, and that upset me. But then I found it. Oh, man. Susan found it.
I've probably lost like money I didn't even realize, like a $20 bill put in a pocket.
I did. I've never lost like a big chunk of money.
You know what happened to me one time? Well, you know my identity was stolen. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember, and we may have talked about that on this podcast.
We may
briefly
have.
We didn't get into it.
My identity was stolen, and so
when Corey moved to New York.
I had to change my checking account, and my regular day job, not comedian comedy job, my regular job pays me a direct deposit.
Oh,
and so I had my money go into my checking, and then 100 would go into savings, right? And anyway, when they changed it, they didn't put it. Whatever they did, they were taking out 100 for savings, but not putting it anywhere. And I still had a savings account, but just the
That's how you got your laptop.
That's how I got my laptop.
Did I run the story?
No, that's sort of. But like anyway, I was looking at my check one day, and I was like, "What is this $100 they keep taking out?" And they had been taking out $100 every paycheck and putting it nowhere. And so they called the, because it was like a service or
it's
whatever.
Limbo.
Like a pay, like a paying
ADP
thing.
Or
yeah.
Something like that.
And it was like $1,500. So like for 15 paychecks, I was losing $100 and didn't realize. I mean, I kind of was like.
You're too poor for that to really happen.
It should have affected me more, but that's how
wow
bad I am with money, is that I didn't realize. And this was right on the heels of me being identity thieved, where I should have been more on top of. But yeah, but anyway, so they're like, well, we'll fix it tomorrow. So I got like that week, I got my payday and I got like $15 injected nice in. And I was like, I'm going to go get a laptop. And I did. And that's how I got my laptop. Because otherwise I would never
you'd
save
never have
that much money. That's the most money until someone hit my car. And then I got the money, which I spent on the braces.
Nice.
Because I was like, fuck, dented car, who gives a shit?
You're just a wheeler and dealer.
Yeah. I make life happen. I don't know if that counts as losing
money. 1 hour and 59 minutes.
Well, we're almost done. What was the most money you ever lost?
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember any specific. Like I said, there's probably
like washing $20 in the
game. Yeah, there's probably money I've lost and didn't even realize it. But I can't remember thinking a case like, oh my God, I can't believe
I don't think I ever lost a large, like just lost the money.
Because if it's a check, they'll rewrite you one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do know I could never be a gambler because when I was in Vegas with a friend of the show, Jesse Case, I lost like $30 on a hand of like blackjack or something, which part of the reason that bothered me is because I asked her to hit me and she didn't hit me.
Oh.
And it was one of those dealers who like, what? You know, but the first time around I asked her to hit me. No, I didn't ask her to hit me and she hit me, but I ended up winning because
evened out
karma.
But so it sort of evened out. But then the second time around, I asked her to hit me, she didn't, or whatever it was, and then I ended up losing. And I was like, I remember just walking away thinking, I just lost $30
right
on fucking nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I forgot about gambling. I have
gambling. I didn't know we were counting that because you purposely, like, I remember one time we went to, when I first started, like, going to casinos, we went to Harrah's in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And probably, like, in 15 minutes, it was, like, $200 gone.
Yeah.
So Susan's like, I think we should go.
That's not fun.
It was, like, devastating.
The thrill of winning is still never as good as how bad it hurts.
Who's Susan?
That's my wife.
That's his wife.
That lady who walked by.
Oh.
She just came by. We asked. She didn't want to participate.
She doesn't
want to
be on the
really
podcast. No. She has her own podcast. She does.
Yeah, I've lost some money gambling on sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, so you can't have guitars in church, but you can gamble on
right
sporting events.
Oh, let me ask you something. When you go to the Titans game, do you cheer?
Yeah.
How come you can't do a cheer for Jesus? What's the difference?
It's an excellent, excellent question. We could talk about this for.
We should do a whole other podcast on that. The nuances of
of your
religions.
Guys.
I don't want to cut into Brad and Johnny W's show though.
We got to. Yeah, we get.
We never do it anymore.
Oh.
We did like four of them, and then he aired one, and that was it. So
okay. Well, I don't blame.
I don't think it caught on. Yeah, I don't think it, I don't think it worked out the way he had hoped it
would.
You
got the upper hand on the podcast.
I don't
that's
know.
Why.
I don't know if I had the upper hand, but I was a little more frank and abrasive, I guess, than he was sort of hoping. It wasn't fun. It was a fun idea.
Who's Johnny? Johnny Q. Amish?
Johnny W.
Johnny W.
He is a Christian comic for real. He's the pastor.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
We had a podcast.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's a really funny guy.
Where would I have seen him?
You've seen him. He's working. He's doing okay.
I don't know where you'd see him, though, because he doesn't do, like, Spankies or...
Yeah. He did at first, but he's been to Zanies a couple times.
I can't get in any
he
of those places.
He knows who you are.
I know.
But, yeah,
he knows who you
are. Of
course
he does.
He's a pastor. He's a pastor. A youth pastor.
Yeah.
And very religious, obviously. And I'm not. And but we're friends, and we would have... When we would do shows together, like, we're out of town or whatever. He's, like, a MC, and I'm a feature or something. We would have lunch together and hang out. We'd have, like, great, stimulating conversations about things in a very respectful way of each other and all that. And because we feel basically the same about a lot of stuff. It's just he believes some things that I don't believe.
Right.
And we thought, well, it'd be funny to have. Yeah, it's like we have a podcast where we have an agnostic's point of view and a Christian's point of view, but it always ended up dissolving into me being like, how the fuck can you believe
a man exactly can and then walk he can't upload that because he doesn't want to tell everybody at his church, hey, listen to this podcast I'm doing.
So yeah,
right,
yeah. So and then sort of like the way Bass got uncomfortable and squirming around when I said, you know, what about this, and he did that a lot during the show because I think at some point I asked him how many boobs he'd seen in his life and he went back and like edited it out of the episode. He's like, I don't want my and I'm like,
you just
well
can't have that
I get
image.
That but also then I don't really want to do it.
Yeah, you know? I can see that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Love or money. But I love Johnny. And
he's a good guy.
We're going to do some
Johnny
stuff together.
Johnny W. Amish.
No, it's not Johnny Amish. It's Johnny W.
Amish.
Weddington. Harder to lose.
Same guy.
Love. Love. It's harder to lose love. We talked about it's hard to lose money. But have you ever lost love?
What's the most
love
amount of love you ever lost?
Oh, man. I lost 30.
There's no love lost here.
30 love units. Love hurts when you lose it, man.
When I told that girl I loved her, and then the
how'd that play out? Did she say I love you too? And
no,
you got in love and married?
No,
did not.
Oh, this is so awkward.
You know why this is sad? Because it's not like he loved a girl and it was his girlfriend and she left him. This is like a girl he loved one sided. I can tell.
Well, yeah, I mean, totally.
And she didn't love you back.
So I don't know if can you lose a love if they never really
loved
you?
That's what I'm saying. That's in my mind when I'm thinking about losing a love, it's like you lose a girlfriend.
I feel like I could write a power ballad right now about this.
Oh God.
No, I had a girlfriend that I loved, that cool. And she did not reciprocate after a while. I mean, at one time she did, but then after a while,
she didn't love you no more.
She loved
someone else.
That love feeling. That song still hurt.
Mm.
Whoa, that love and feeling.
Yeah, it was a little bit after Top Gun, but somewhere between Top Gun and Night
the firm.
And Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, between The Firm, actually, and Night and Day.
All right. Mark, you ever lost a love?
No.
Every woman you loved is
just
stuck
your
right
woman,
by
just
you.
Your wife.
I only
so
ever really loved my wife.
Oh,
God.
I mean, I started dating her when I was 18. So, I mean, I didn't really have a.
That's not bad.
I'm not like a worldly man.
No, you're not.
All right, guys.
Not at all.
Love or money, which would make someone eat a Costco hot dog? Has to be love. I know they're reasonably priced.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter.
It could matter because you're driving 9 miles to get to it.
Every homeless man in town has $1.50 on them.
Is that how much Costco hot dog costs?
It's a hot dog and a drink for $1.50.
Get the fuck out of it. Really?
It's like the hot dog
and
stand?
Here's the thing. I just drink water. So, I mean, I'm wasting valuable drink money.
Oh, man. Wow. And this is a big dog.
It's inside the Costco.
Oh, really?
I could see that dog costing you upwards of $5.
Yeah,
this is the Costco in Bellevue?
It's Costco.
No,
Cool Springs.
Okay. They're all the same.
I think, they all have
standard
that
pricing.
Brad's not going to be at all of them. They're not all the same.
He probably might be. It's right. It's right there.
Thank you.
Next question. Oh, did you want to
weigh
in on that?
How do we not close
what
on
what was the
Costco
question?
Well,
oh, the Costco hot dog?
This is a sweet one.
Jesse Case uses hot dog in one of his jokes to explain love.
I know.
Did he hack that from somebody? Brad,
I don't want to talk
is that
about
what you
it
want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about it.
What do you love more, that joke?
I did not.
I don't want to talk
is that
about
really
it.
Yours?
Wow.
No, it's not like he stole that joke from me or anything.
How do you feel
now?
He's doing that at Montreal and you're here.
He just did it.
Podcast.
Yeah, he got wrote up great about
I
it.
I know.
That could have been you.
Jesse, I'll go ahead and tell you the story. And I don't care because he can't refute it. Jesse and I were talking on the telephone about oh, God damn it. I don't even want to get into this thing.
I can't believe we're doing this. This
anyway,
is our
this
first
is a,
real dirt.
Well, this is a horrible podcast. We were talking about he was going out with some girl. And it's talking about how many girls she went out with. And then I was telling him a story about my youth when I was going out with this girl. And we were on a road trip together. And I was like, so how many people have you been with? We had that talk, right? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I guess it's about 34. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, that, do you get how many that is? That's like, if, you know, picture that many cocks, like hot dogs on a plate.
See, that's
totally his joke.
I know that joke.
I know.
Jesse totally stole
but
this.
And, you know, and ooh. And anyway,
I'm
anyway.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
I am too.
Well, it wasn't like it was a bit I was doing and he stole it, but it was like a conversation we had. And then like a few months later, he's like, hey, you know, that thing we were talking about, I made a joke out of that. And I was like, what? And then like I saw him do it at Zany's and I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Well, he did tell you about it. But like when we went to lunch last Friday, me and Jesse were riffing on Barbie, being a big fan of Barbie as an adult.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ever doing anything, but as soon as I got back to work, I text Jesse. I said, do you care if I turn that into a bit?
Right.
He's no, like, I did whatever. It this weekend in Chattanooga. It was my closer.
Right. So it's not like,
probably better than anything you got. So
it's not like I had a joke about a bunch of hot dogs and a thing. Like I did.
Well, I did sort of
have a story about it that I did like a long time ago, but I never turned it into an act.
He said, I'm doing this as material. If you would have immediately said, I don't want you to do that. I think he probably would have stopped and said, look, dude,
I don't know,
it's
because
not cool.
The thing about it is
if you
time,
never said it wasn't cool to do that,
you know,
that's
my,
one thing.
You know my puppy dog blowjob joke?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear it? I know you've heard it, but just for the people at home. All right, okay. This is
you
stupid.
Might not want to do it because there's a lot of comics with similar material.
Well, this is the thing. It's like I come out on stage. I'm like, guys, I'll let you pick. Do you want to hear a story about my brand new puppy dog? Or do you want to hear a story about the best blowjob I ever got? And they say, blah, blah, blah. And I say, well, it's the same story.
Right.
That's the joke. One day, Jesse, and he's out on tour or something, he's like, hey, man, you know that joke you do? There's someone who does a joke like that. And I was like, oh, really? Did you hear him do it? He's like, no, but I did it, and someone told me I was being a hack.
Are you serious?
And I was like, why did you do my joke?
Oh, that's not cool.
And he was like, well, I was doing it for this place that you were going to be. It was like he was in Seattle, and I was coming to Seattle. And he had this weird story.
He's
about
like the
how
John the Baptist of comedy.
He was like,
yeah, he was away.
He like,
but you said a choke.
He was
church choke
telling
there.
Me. He was telling me about how he was doing it. He's like, hey, this guy's coming next week. I'll do one of his jokes, so you know what kind of jokes he does. And he did the puppy dog blowjob joke. And then afterwards, somebody was like, there's something. And then later, Paul Stricker was like, there is a guy who does a joke that's sort of like that, where it's like, do you want to hear a story about the best sex I ever had of my dog? And it's a really very similar joke.
Yeah.
He didn't rip it off from me. I didn't rip it off from him. But Jesse told me. But anyway, so I don't know. It's just, it is because I've got nothing going on in my fucking life.
Yeah.
Look at me. I got nothing going on.
Here's the thing.
And then fucking Jesse's being written up in Shecky Decky magazine for like his brilliant hot dog
Hollywood
observations.
Reporter,
and I'm like,
punchline.
Fuck me.
Yeah, that's kind of rough.
It is rough. But again, it's sort of like
it falls under the category that life isn't fair. If life is fair, Brad,
and you know, and Jesse has a good funny joke about it. It's just sort of like, I don't want the story. I don't want the moral of this to be like Jesse stole
no,
my jokes.
I don't think he did.
I don't
feel like he did.
But no.
I think you missed your opportunity to say, look, dude.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
If
joke.
If it really bothered me, and the thing is, honestly,
but then you'd have to start doing it
anytime I write a joke or come up with, because a lot of the time we're sitting around riffing stuff.
Right.
I'll later go make a joke out of it. That's where most of my jokes come from, just conversation. And anytime I do that, there are some comics who claim all of it. Do you ever do that? Like you're in a road trip and they claim every funny thing that happens. Like, hey, I want to make a joke out of that. It's like, all of it?
Like you did at lunch with the Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like me and Jesse each had punchlines back and forth.
Yeah.
See, that's not the way I remember it.
I had the closer on that.
All right.
So, but.
Well, like, have you heard my new Waffle House bit where, like, if I had one
but
wish...
Is there a new Waffle House bit out there?
Well, you tell me.
You go. No.
My bit is, if I had one wish, it would be that Waffle House employees don't become self-aware. And then I go into this thing about how they sort of... And I came up with that hanging out with Sean and Damien, but I came up with a joke. I was just telling it to them. So it's not like...
Right.
They may have added a tag or something.
Sort of. It was kind of a thing where it was obviously... You know, and I was like, I'm going to make a bit out of this. And it wasn't like, hey, you stole my joke. It was like, no, I bounced off of you and you were there or something like that. And I don't know, man. I love Jesse. And I don't want to make it, I don't want it to feel like
I'm
saying Jesse stole my material.
No, Jesse.
It's enough of a thing that I came up with to where it's like the whole jealousy thing about money or love. It's like, I'm happy he's doing well, but I'm really jealous because I've got nothing going on, and he's on Montreal,
and he's
fucking blowing up, and
he's getting a lot of accolades, and he's good.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, and
I know
you're funny, but you're not getting the accolades. I tell you you're great all the time, but I mean, I don't have a shit.
You know what? That means more to me than Punchline Magazine.
I understand what you're saying, and you and Jesse, I don't know, you probably started doing comedy similar.
Probably about the same era.
Jesse and I were right off the bat doing it the exact same time.
Right.
And we went on the road together.
Yeah.
Jesse, he's a great guy. He flew me out to LA and he paid for all the hotel rooms. He was like, you know, he's a good guy. He's done very right by me. I'm not trying to say anything bad about Jesse. I love him. At some point along the line, we just kind of, I don't know, since this podcast, I called him to be on the thing. He doesn't call me back. He's called you. How many times has he called you since we've been here sitting recording?
I called him on the way here, and he said, tell Brad, blah, blah, blah.
But why? But look at my phone. He hasn't called me. He doesn't talk to me anymore.
This guy's got a cho in. You got to end with me.
Well, no, I know. Well, maybe.
I don't know. He told me he was going to Zany's, and then he was texting me telling me he's not. But we used to hang out all the time, man,
and I just feel bad, somewhere along the line. I know that he went out with Emily.
Who didn't go? That was the only person.
I'm the only guy who town did. That's why Jesse and I are friends, because I didn't go out with him. But what I was going to say, in all seriousness, you guys started at the same time, so I understand that, not rival, but whatever.
But yeah, that sibling rivalry kind of
like
thing.
Jesse and you, whenever you guys have any successes, I am 100% happy for you, because you guys have been doing it longer than me, so I don't feel threatened by you.
Right, like the way I'm happy for Keith Halberstadt.
Exactly. Right. And there are guys, but there are guys on my level, I have no reason to be jealous of them, but when they get stuff and I don't, I'm like, why isn't that me?
Yeah, like you and... like Brian Swinford and Kylie, like are all started around the same time.
Yeah, we all started at the same time.
So it's like when Kylie's like teaching comedy classes, which is, come on. That's got to make you feel like, why am I not doing that?
We can do another hour. But I see what you're saying, though. That you always compare yourself to people that came along your way. Why isn't that me?
And I'm not saying that I'm funnier than Jesse, but I'm like, I can't help but feel like I could do that. Do you know what I mean? Like I, and that sounds shitty.
Sure, we all do.
But he works at it really hard. That's all he's got going on.
That's what he's focused on.
And also, he's 10 years younger than me. And I'm like, God, if I'd fucking started 10 years, you know,
and
he
had,
started
like,
when
that
he's
kind
19.
Of drive where you're going out. And
he had the kind of drive. Like, he fucking was out there.
Like when he first started getting good, and he just like went on the road. And I'm just, he got all these gigs and just did guest sets and just, I mean, that's the sacrifice.
And the other thing he did that I know is frustrating. I've done this. I've said something just in conversation like we are now, and I've felt this way for years, and I'll just blurt it out, an opinion, and people are like, man, that's really funny. I'm going to turn it into a joke. And I'm like, crap, why didn't I think to do it?
Yeah, but you got to claim it.
You're right.
That's the thing is I never claim it. If I say something funny, the thing was we had this conversation on the phone with the hot dogs and the plate and then how that makes you a whore and all this stuff. And you know, and it was a funny conversation. Like, we were laughing on the thing. And I remember thinking he was sad. And then we had this great conversation. And I felt like I sort of cheered him up or whatever. You know what I mean?
See,
like
when you're talking to another comic, you have to.
Well, I know. But, I mean, I didn't even think of it as a riffing session. I just thought of me trying to cheer my friend up who just found out
comic,
his girlfriend was a whore.
It's always, you always have to lay that claim. Like,
but it wasn't until later. This is the thing: is he had written the bit, Then asked me if it was okay. What am I going
to say?
What am I going to say? Fucking no! I'm going to steal it back. I mean, the thing was that if I had started doing it, then I'd be ripping him off. So it's like,
Well,
it's not even that. Jesse's funny. He doesn't need that bit to that's not the
not
point.
As funny as
it's
you,
just
obviously.
It's just the thing that's like
you
God
don't
damn
need,
it.
You don't need that one either. I mean, you've got tons of great material.
No, I know. I'm
saying. Well, here's what helped me. Like, when I started with Ryan and, like, Hot Sauce, and me and Ryan ended up working together.
Yeah.
And we would just riff all the time. And the minute I said something funny, I'd say, that's mine.
Yeah.
Or the minute he said, oh, I'm doing this, don't do... We were very clear on what was whose. Sometimes we'd be like, no, that was my line.
Right.
And you had to just... Whoever was kind of the bigger dick about it, got it.
No, I understand what you're saying. Jesse and I were talking one time on the phone, and I was talking about religion.
Perry or Case?
Case.
Okay.
And I said how us folks in the religious world, we need to get our act together with science and come up with a set standard of what we're going to feel, because we can't be saying how, you know, we do both ways. If they find something and they say, oh, this proves the Bible, You know, we're like, look at that, right, science, see, proves it. But then if they debunk it, we're like, oh, that's not true.
Right,
it's not science.
Right.
And I was just telling him that. I felt that way for a long time. He's like, man, that's really funny. He's like, you know, I might write a bit on that. And then I was like, later I was thinking, well,
see, what you do is say, oh, wait, I've already, you got to say immediately, I've already
right.
done that.
Yeah. You're right, I didn't. And months later, I was talking to him on the phone, and I still think, I said, hey, did you ever write anything about that? Yeah. He's like, no, I didn't. I said, you know what, I think I'm going to actually tried to do it. And he's like, yeah, go ahead and do it. The difference is he
doesn't
it
mean any harm. No. I mean, he's...
Well, no, I'm praising him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, no. He doesn't see it that way.
But here's the thing. If Jesse Case wants a joke, he'll get it. Jesse, he liked... I had this Xbox joke I used to do. And he really liked it.
Yeah.
And I was like, he wanted it. And I was like, okay, let's trade jokes.
Yeah.
He gave me some joke I would never use.
Right.
And now it's his.
I never do other
trade jokes. Wow.
I don't even like people giving me tags for stuff because it's no longer mine.
And he totally changed the joke up. He made it totally different. I mean, my joke is probably like 80
words. Wait a minute. I remember.
He BW, turned it into like a bit.
BW did a joke that was yours.
Oh, he actually bought it from me. He bought a one liner from me.
Tell Bates the joke. I know you don't do that.
This is Billy Wayne's joke.
This is Billy Wayne's joke. He doesn't tell the joke.
Can you tell it if he owns it?
Well, on the
podcast,
he has to
give a quarter. Yeah.
All right.
We've just acknowledged
Billy Wayne,
it's Billy Wayne's joke.
We care.
No, he didn't give a shit.
It's worked 3 hours into a podcast. But and this was just kind of a joke I was never planning on using again. It was just like one of those bar card jokes. Where I was like,
it's a good joke.
If I had a kid, I'd name it Parsley because I didn't want it anyway.
That's great.
And
that's
funny. I think he gave me like $80 for it.
Really?
Yeah. He turned it into like a 5-minute bit, though.
Well, because then he had a kid.
Right.
So,
well, he had a bit about it before the kid.
Now he's touring.
Yeah.
With Ralph and Mary. Then he made it even a longer bit once he had the kid. So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, but like, people upfront about. He's
yeah.
Like,
People actually rip me off. I mean, it's not like Jesse's like taking a bit I did. And is, well,
no,
I,
you well, know. And I've heard things about other comics doing stuff I did.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. People rip you off too.
I had a comic email me one time, and I think they were already doing this joke. And he was like, what if, how would you feel if I did a joke about, I really like chicken pot pie, but I like to smoke pot and then I eat chicken and pie. I was like, I don't see how that's a different joke.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's like he changed like three words.
Right.
And then I know there was a comic who was doing my scared of the devil joke a few times.
The fiddle?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that I could see someone coming up with also.
No, it was somebody I knew.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, most of your jokes I could see someone else coming out with.
Yeah, well, you
well,
know,
there's
it,
also when you when
it
you,
happens all the time.
Yeah, and there's so many. Yeah, that's like when if, the whole how many who's going to build the wall for Mexicans?
Right.
Yeah, that's a, obviously you're going to come to that conclusion with the joke.
If you follow the Happy for Apathy blog, somebody I posted a set up there one time, and someone said this is a Kyle Cease bit. Blah blah blah. I went back and researched. I was like, oh yeah, the joke is really similar. I just won't do it anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes it really does, I think, seep into your subconscious and you don't.
Yeah, I may have actually heard that joke.
Right. I didn't.
Well, I mean, it's sort of a good and a bad thing because Mark does jokes where he'll do one-liners.
Yeah.
So if he has to remove one, it's really like
it's not gonna kill my
1%
act.
Of his act, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, mm-hmm. if you do like stories, like you do more stories.
I guess.
And I do more stories.
You guys do more like bits where you have
like a bit.
It's going to be the next 5 minutes is probably going to be about me going on this date.
Right. And then it just leads into this and leads into this and leads into this. You just tell a bunch of jokes.
I tell jokes. And if you write jokes.
Right. So if someone was to like fuck up my, you know, pizza joke or whatever, that's like 5 minutes.
Right.
Or, you know, so it fucks me up.
In the office with the pizza?
Yeah.
I love that one.
You like that one?
I can't see someone carrying a pizza around the... Because you see it all every day.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, man, that Brad, that's a good joke.
And I love that because I love the jokes. It's a pretty gay thing to say.
No,
but I love it when someone's like...
they think
text,
of you.
Text me or calls me when they're like... Because I have that bit about people who have the memorials in the back of their window.
Oh, yeah. I think about
and
you on
anytime
that
someone sees one and they're in traffic, they'll text me. And be like, I'm behind a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good. Good.
Yeah, but I mean, I get that on a few jokes too.
Yeah,
you know, and it kind of makes you feel good.
I've never done that.
Well, nobody can relate to your material. It's probably,
obviously
your act is horrible.
Obviously,
it's why you're here instead of working Zanies tonight or seeing Inception.
Oh my god!
This is three podcasts.
I
want
to see Inception. We are 2 minutes and 21.
This is exactly how long Inception is.
2 hours 20.
Yeah, 2:22 is the running time of Inception.
Wow.
We got 15 seconds and we are Inception.
All right, well, we'll cut this into two. If you're listening to it, you're probably not listening to 2 hours.
I think we're
going to
have to do three.
Do you think so?
Well, we might have not have any. Look at Bates's voice on this thing.
Yeah, I know.
We could I'm peeking too.
We could two.
We might not even
1 hour and 10 minutes. Really?
Look at the.
Well, let me ask the last question, then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, look at the peaks.
I gotta go to bed soon.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, this is pretty late.
Which makes you happier, love or money?
Love.
Love. All you need is love.
Yeah. You didn't ask that yet? I thought that was the first question.
Yeah.
No. Guys, which is better? I'm giving this to Brian Bates, special guest. Thanks for coming out. Gets the final word. Which is better, love or money?
It's got to be love.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.